This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Thursday, December 8, 2016. I'm C. Marie Ainsborough. A report by the United Nations International Labour Organization shows that women are falling behind in their struggle for equality in the world of work. The report, entitled Women at Work, Trends 2016, examined 178 countries. It concluded that, at the global level, the employment gender gap closed by only 0.6% since 1995. This is despite a significant rise in the number of women graduating from higher education. The report also points out that women work longer hours per day in both paid and unpaid work. On average, women work at least 2.5 times more in unpaid household and care work than men. The ILO report confirmed that women around the world still earn on average 77% of what men earn. The wage gap, according to the report, is related directly to the undervaluation of work done by women and the average wages in female-dominated sectors or occupations. Other factors contributing to the wage gap is the need for women to take career breaks and to take on additional responsibilities such as childcare or elder care. The loss of income women experience adds up to poverty in old age, according to the report. Women earn 10% less in pensions than men when both national and employment-based pension plans are considered. According to the International Trade Union Confederation, the key to getting more women into paid employment is to build a care economy. The ITUC is the organization which represents national labor centers at the world level. Sharon Burrow is the ITUC's general secretary.
Generations of struggles by women for rights and equality has resulted in real progress. But tragically, by any indicator, progress for women today has stalled, stagnated, stalling, going backwards in some areas. And if we look at some of those tragic indicators, then labour market participation is an obvious one for the ILO and for all of us here. Only 50% of working age women compared to 77% of men. Equal pay, 23% gap still exists globally and has only narrowed by 3% in the last 20 years. The answers are not new answers. They're actually things we already know. Investing in the care economy, 2% of GDP, part of that social protection floor. You can actually invest in the jobs that will free women to participate in the labour market, that will actually engage women in jobs, in care, that will actually enable women to be freed from the oppression of private care, where it's actually been taken into the home and is so much, in terms of domestic work, a symbol of oppression. 2% in 7 countries, you get 21 million jobs, formal jobs. That's worth having. And not only does it create up to 6% more jobs in some countries, including Turkey and South Africa, so this is not just a developed economy piece, but it in fact creates, ironically, in a multiplier impact, around 4% in additional jobs for men. That's worth having as well. If you look at the policies of austerity that haven't served us well, look at the exclusion of women from the labour market, look at women being forced into the informal economy and indeed into marginalised jobs that often we don't even recognise because they have no social protection or minimum wages or other labour rights. We can change this. And if we start with the care economy, everybody wins. A trade union fight for the care economy, for decent jobs and the freedoms for women that this will generate in terms of other labour market jobs, but also for cohesive, secure communities, that the social protection floor with aged care, childcare, health, education and so on, the care economy will generate. Let's make it happen.
According to the ILO report, if initiatives such as building a care economy are not implemented, then it will take at least 70 years, until 2086, before women are employed and earning wages equal to men. I'm C. Marie Ainsborough. Thank you for listening.